Thank you very much. I would like to respectfully acknowledge that we are on the lands of the Ngunnawal people, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present. I would also like to extend that respect to other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who are present today. Your Excellency, Biran Nanda, High Commissioner of India, and other distinguished representatives of the Diplomatic Corps, Professor Margaret Harding, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of the Australian National University, Professor Matthew Collis, Director of the Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the ANU. To all distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to join you here today in this celebration of Australia's innovation in space. How fitting that we are in these wonderful new facilities here on Mount Stromlo. It's a reminder of some of Australia's unique space assets, and I'd like to formally thank the Australian National University for hosting us at this impressive facility. Before I officially launch the nation's first ever statement of national space policy, Australia's satellite utilisation policy, I'd like to say a few words about why Australia is now choosing to make sensible and strategic decisions about satellite capability. The reason is simple. Satellite capabilities are now a fundamental part of Australia's economy, our environmental management, and our communications infrastructure. The current importance and future potential of satellites is not something we can ignore. Satellite imagery alone adds about $3.3 billion to GDP each year. Positioning technologies such as GPS were estimated in 2008 to have added $1 billion each year to GDP, likely to grow between $6 billion and $12 billion by 2030. NewSat, an Australian satellite communications company, just completed a $600 million financing package for its Jabiru 1 satellite. The NBN satellites represent an investment of nearly $2 billion in space-based communications infrastructure, ensuring remote Australia will have access to the benefits of the internet. A joint report from the Australian Academy of Science and the Australian Academy of Technological Sciences and Engineering called satellite observations the single most important and richest source of environmental information for Australia. And if you think about the geography of Australia, our extensive maritime territories and Antarctica, Australian involvement in satellite capabilities makes clear sense. The goal of Australia's satellite utilisation policy is to assure ongoing, cost-effective access to the satellite capabilities on which we rely. The policy does not commit Australia to astronauts, domestic launch capabilities, or to the exploration of other planets. Instead, the policy safeguards interests closer to home. It recognises that space capabilities enhance services Australians depend on. It seeks to protect and enhance the access to those capabilities through better domestic coordination and focused international engagement. The policy retains seven key ideas from the Principles for a National Space Industry Policy. First, we will focus on satellite applications of national significance. There are three key applications: Earth observation, including satellite imagery. Second, position, navigation and timing, such as the satellite navigation that allowed many of you to perhaps find your way here today. And satellite communications, which connect the vast and sparsely populated areas of Australia. Second, Australia will assure access to the satellite capabilities on which we rely. This means examining our reliance on space capabilities, the resilience of those capabilities in emergencies, and planning for the future to ensure that we are not left behind. Third, Australia will strengthen and increase international cooperation. Over 60 nations have satellites in orbit, including Australia. Consistent with the Australia in the Asian Century White Paper, Australia will increase its engagement with regional neighbours with expanding space capabilities. Fourth, Australia will contribute to a stable space environment. Space debris is increasingly affecting the ability of all nations to use space, with over 500,000 pieces of debris large enough to damage a satellite in orbit. Australian space situational awareness infrastructure and diplomatic efforts are two key contributions to international rules of the road, if you like, for space activities. The debris tracking undertaken just next door by Electro-Optical Systems under an Australian Space Research Program grant is one example of leading Australian expertise in this regard. The fifth principle is to improve Australian domestic coordination. Many of you will recognise this as an immediately obvious need. Australia has excellent satellite-related capabilities in states and territories, from Western Australia's satellite imagery hub Landgate to precise positioning networks in the eastern states. Australian industry has a niche, has areas of niche expertise, including the ANU testing facilities right here. Australian researchers are world leaders in the analysis of satellite imagery for environmental and agricultural monitoring. To improve domestic coordination, the Commonwealth will take advice from an advisory committee with members from state and territory governments, industry and academia. The sixth principle is to support innovation, science and skills development. Space has long inspired people to become involved in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Space technology is an important area of innovation and growth, and Australian space scientists are working on cutting-edge research in hypersonics, precision timing and advanced materials. The final principle is to protect and enhance national security and economic well-being. This principle will include actions such as examining the resilience of our space infrastructure and making the most of synergies between national security space capabilities and civilian space capabilities. The policy is concise, but this is not indicative of the effort which went into developing it. The genesis of the policy was the Senate's inquiry, as you've heard, into the space sector back in 2008. Then the 2009 Super Science Initiative established the Space Policy Unit and the Australian Space Research Program, some of which the results from are displayed in this room. In 2011, the government released the principles for a national space industry policy. And last year, comments on the draft policy were sought from industry, from the research community, and from state and territory governments. Today, we are seeing the culmination of all of that work in the release of our satellite utilisation policy. Now, I want to emphasise that this document is a beginning and not an end. There is still work to do in better coordinating Australia's domestic space activities and improving the way we work with our international partners. On the government side, Geoscience Australia and the Bureau of Meteorology are leading the development of more detailed infrastructure plans which examine the investments Australia could make in our satellite-enabled future. The roles of government departments are made much clearer in the policy, but there is still much work for Australia to do in being better coordinated in our space activities. This applies domestically, but also internationally. The international aspects are particularly important given our heavy reliance on satellite data provided by other nations. Therefore, I'm pleased to announce that from the 1st of July this year, my department will have a new Space Coordination Office, responsible for coordinating Australia's domestic civilian space activities and showcasing that excellence to the world. When I see the talent, enthusiasm and dedication of the Australian space community gathered in this room and in the exciting Australian space research projects that are on display today, I know we have enormous potential and I'm excited to be here at the start of a new chapter in Australia's space engagement. It therefore gives me great pleasure to officially release the policy today and I commend it to you. Thank you.